So we begin Ve'ezrat Hashem. We're going to try to study the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah from the Sefer HaMitzvot with all as many details as possible. Today we'll just go through the first page, which gives us an overlook, sikum katzar kazeh, of all the halachot, or the basic principle halachot of shofar. And then when we continue in the booklet, when we move on, we will go into detail in regards to all these halachot. Okay? Mitzvat shofar b'Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah ta'aseh to hear the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Amakor b'Torah, the source for it is a pasuk in Parashat Pinchas, uvachodesh ha-shevi'i be'echad lachodesh, yom teru'a yeh lachem. Ba'amud ha-rishon. Kan ze sikun shekol ha-alachot. Vachodesh ha-shevi'i, what month is that? That's the chodesh tishre, the seventh month to Nisan. Be'echad lachodesh, ba'yom ha-rishon shel ha-chodesh, alef tishre, yom teru'a yeh lachem. That's all the Torah says. A day of teruah. Yom teruah yelachem. From here we learn mitzvah lishmoa tisha kolot shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. The basic elementary mitzvah obligation of shofar is to hear nine sounds. Zat Hashem, when we see, we're going to check the makor for all of these things. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, shalosh truot, ותקיעה לפני כל תרועה ולאחריה. That's the basic elementary obligation of shofar. To hear תרועה, three times, and each time with the תקיעה לפניה ותקיעה לאחריה. So תרת זה תקיעה, תרועה, תקיעה. תרת זה תשעה קולות. אז מאיפה יצא לנו המאה קולות and everything that we do on Rosh Hashanah? We're going to see. אנחנו נראה במקורות. אלף, the first principle, אפשר לתקוע בכל שופר שעשוי מקרן חלולה של בעל חיים. Halachically, we are allowed to be תוקע בשופר on Rosh Hashanah using any shofar that is made from a hollowed out horn of an animal. Hollow. The word hollow is halul. Amila hollow be'anglit ze ba ze novea me'amila halul. Hollow. Toh davar. Mikeren halula shel ba'al chayim. Chutz mi shofar shenasa mikeren shel shor o shel para. Except from a horn of a bull, an ox, or a horn of a cow. These horns cannot be used for a shofar. Why? We'll see. Ulam lechatchila yesh litkoa b'shofar shetzurato kfufa. However, lechatchila, the mitzvah is, the best is, to use a shofar that is bent, that is curly, that is curved. Kfufa. Leharot she'anachnu kfufim, as we're going to see. U'mitzvah min ha-muvchar litkoa b'shofar he'asui mikeren shel ayil. And the best mitzvah is to use a horn of a ram. So we see here two things, actually three things. First of all, kol shofar kasher. Any shofar of any animal, this comes from the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, any animal is kasher for shofar, chutz mishel shor v'shel para. Shor v'para, pasul. Lama? Nir'e. However, lechatchila mehadrim al shne dvarim. Two things. Which we use a shofar that is kafuf, that is curved, not a straight one. I saw someone had a shofar that's straight. Yeah. The best on Rosh Hashanah, for Slichot, you could use whatever you want, but for Rosh Hashanah, you use the one that's kafuf. Okay? And secondly, keren shel ayil. Ayil, lizkor elo shel Yitzchak, to remember Akedat Yitzchak, as we will see. So that's the first halacha. Second, bet. Shi'ur orko shel ha-shofar hu lefachot tefach. What is the minimum size that a shofar has to be? At least a tefach. Tefach is a hand breadth. And the Gemara says it has to be enough that you see it from here and you see it from here. Lo tefach mechuse. No. Tefach she'efshar lirot oto yotze mikan v'yotze mikan, afilu she'ze katan me'od, that's fine. That's the minimum of the size of a shofar. Again, we'll see the mekorot when we continue. Gimel. Dvarim ha'poslim et ha'shofar. What are the things that make a shofar pasul, disqualified? Number one, nekev she'nistam b'chomer acher. Let's say a hole happened to be in a shofar, it got a hole, and you filled in the hole with something that is different than the kind of the shofar. You took crazy glue or Elmer's glue and you filled in the hole, ze oset ha'shofar pasul, gamarnu. You're not allowed to use the shofar. That's number one. Od nir'et ha'mekorot. Sedek le'orko. A crack on the shofar, not le'rochbo le'orko. Through its length. See, if you have a sedek le'rochbo, if you have a crack around the width of the shofar, so it depends. If from the sedek till the mouth of the shofar you have at least a tefach, beseder. We imagine that this is out, so it's still a kosher shofar. But if the sedek, if the crack goes all along the length of the shofar, that makes the shofar pasul. Another one, tzipui bechomer acher kegon bezahav. Let's say you gold-plated the shofar. You covered it, you took a shofar, kasher, and you covered it with gold. Ratzita hidur, ze eli ve'anveu, you wanted to make hidur. Dafka, we're going to have to see what's the reason. Lama ze lo tov, ma baya kan, dafka ze yafe. No, you're not allowed. It reminds us of the Chet HaEgel, Egel HaZahav, En Kategor Na'asa Sanegor, as we're going to see in the Mekorot. And then another one that is disqualifying the shofar, Asui Mikama Chalakim Advukim Ze Lazeh. If you took pieces of a shofar, a broken shofar, and you pieced it together, it's made from pieces, Gam Ken Ze Pasul. Alright? So those are Dvarim HaPoslim Et HaShofar. Dalet. Al mi shetokea la'amod b'sha'at hatkiyot. The one who is blowing the shofar has to stand. He cannot sit down and blow. The people will talk about if they have to stand or to sit. That's something else. Aval ha'tokea atzmo chayav la'amod. Ze lekule alma. Everyone agrees with this. K'mochen, also, alav le'achzik et ha'shofar b'yado ha'imanit. He has to hold the shofar with his right hand. Not with his left hand, with his right hand. ולתקוע בו כאשר צידו הצר של השופר נתון בצד ימין של פיו. He has to put the narrow part of the shofar where he blows from on the right side of his mouth, not the left side. So he holds it with his right hand and he blows from the right side of the mouth. Reasons, we'll see בעזרת השם. וצידו הרחב פונה כלפי מעלה. And the wide opening, the other end of the shofar, is pointed upwards. There is a chiluket deot in this. We're going to see machloket. There is da ta'ari, which sounds a bit differently than this. But lehalacha, the tzad harachav lemala. Yesh lishmo et hatkia mitchilata ad sofa. Also, you have to hear the tkia. Mitchilata ad sofa, from the beginning till the end. If you hear only the half of the sound, you're not yotze. You have to hear the whole sound. This has a lot of halachot, a lot of pratim. Be'ezrat Hashem, nagi'a lezeh. Kan anachnu pashut rak matchilim im sikum shel kol ha'alachot. It's good, no? Hey, ma'ase, ken? Ma'ase hatki'a tzarich liyot bekavana le'ashma'at kol u'leshem mitzvah. The two basic kavanot that the tokea has to have, two kavanot, is ani tokea leashma'at kol. I am blowing in order to sound off, to make sounds. It shouldn't be shu tokea lashir. He's doing tkia leze shira o mashu kaze. As then he's not yotze. It has to be tokea leshem hashma'at kol. That's the basic kavana. And the second basic kavana is leshem mitzvah. Not l'shem ze hana'a or bichlal, are mitzvot zechot kavana. And be'emet, here we go into the sugya of mitzvot zechot kavana. In fact, one of the main mekorot in Shas of this big sugya of mitzvot zechot kavana is legabe mitzvot shofar in Masechet Roshana. And we will talk about it when we get to it. Vav, ha-mitzvah mitkayemet b'shmi'at kol kol ha-yotze min ha-shofar. Gavoa o namuch? Your yotze, you fulfill your obligation with any sound that the Baal Tokeh is able to blow, whether it is a loud and strong, thick sound, or it's a thin one. Sometimes you hear Baal Tkiya, you know, a very thin one comes out, aval it kasher, it's okay, yotze yedei chova. Zayin, et ha-mitzvah nitan nekayem gam al yedei shmi'at ha-tkiot me'adam acher, meaning, each one, I would have thought, maybe each one has to blow the shofar. No. I can be yotze the mitzvah of tkia ba shofar al yedei shmi'a mi mishu acher, to hear the sounds from someone else who is blowing. Chet. Maze? Here is the complicated issue of the tkia b'shofar. Ho'ilu b'tkufat ha-talmud hit'orer safek. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that in the time of the Talmud, a certain doubt began as to mahi ha-tru'ah ha-amura ba-Torah. What is the meaning of tru'ah? See, when we say tru'ah, we understand it means tu, right? That one. And that's what it says in the Torah, yom tru'ah yelachem. But Chachamim in the Gemara were mistapek. What exactly is the tru'ah? Is it tu? Or is it what we call shvarim? Or is it shneim beyachad, shvarim trua? Lachen, tiknu chachamim sheyesh lishmoa shlosha suge truot. Therefore, even though we said in the heading that all we have to hear is 9 kolot, but because of the safek, we have to hear 3 types of trua. Shlosha kolot ktsarim, that's the one type, that's shvarim. Tisha kolot ktsarim meot, that's tru'a, 9 kolot. Shlosha kolot ktsarim, ve'acharehem tisha kolot ktsarim me'ot. That is shvarim teru'a. So that's why we do tashrat 3 times, tkia, shvarim tru'a, tkia, tashat 3 times, tkia, shvarim tkia, and tarat 3 times, tkia, tru'a, tkia 3 times. We'll get to that, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to learn about it. And there's also a very famous machloket between the Pashtanim and the Mekubalim. Is it really a safek, or that's the way it's supposed to be? Okay. Tet. Zman kiyum ha-mitzvah hu bayom velo balayla. The time for the fulfillment of the mitzvah is in the daytime, not at night. If a person blew the shofar, you know, he sang Achot Ketana, Lel Rosh Hashanah, and then he blows the shofar. Doesn't help. Lama? Ze balayla. Lama? Efa anachnu yodim sheze tzach liyot bayom? Bapasuk. Yom teruah yehiye lachem. Pashut meod. Chachamim tiknu litkoa lifne tfilat musav, vechen bitfilat musav, besof kol bracha mehabrachot haemtzaiyot. Chachamim were metaken that we blow the shofar before tfilat musaf. That's the first time when everyone is sitting down. Shloshim kolot, it's called kolot miyoshev, tkiot miyoshev. And then we have tkiot meomed by tfilat musaf. Where in tfilat musaf? After each one of the middle 3 brachot of musaf. You know, in musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you know, normally, Musaf of Shabbat, how many brachot do we have? 7 brachot. Right? We have the first 3, Magen Avraham, Chayam Metim, Ayla Kadosh. We have the last 3, Amachazir Shechinato Letzion, Atov Shimcha Ulchanai Leodot, Amvarech Et Amo Yisrael Bashalom. And the middle one, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ekadesh HaShabbat, Ze Sheva. Betfilat Musaf Shel Rosh Hashanah, we have the first 3 and last 3, that's 6. And in the middle, we have 3. Malchuyot, Ken? Melech al kol haaretz, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael veYom HaZikaron. And then we have Zichronot, Zocher HaBerit. And then we have Shofarot. Ken? So, Shomea, Ki Shomea Kol Shofar Ata Ven Mazin Teruah Ven Domelach. Yafeh Meod. So those are the three brachot. After each one of those three, Chachamim were metaken that we also blow the shofar. So it comes out that we have 30 kolot miyoshev, we have 30 kolot meomid. Now, when we get into the pratim, we're going to see it's not so pashut. We have to blow two times in musaf. Echad betfilat musaf shel lachash, ve'echad betfilat ve'shloshim betfilat musaf shel achazara shel kol ram. So it comes out 30 before Musaf, 30 belachash, 30 by Chazara, and then we have 10 more kolot by the Kaddish of Titkabal after the Tfilat Musaf, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, Im Tru'a Gdola, Ze Me'a Kolot. Az Mosifim O Tru'a Gdola, that's Me'a Ve'echad, Keneged Yibuvim Shel Em Sisra. We'll talk about it when we get into the Pratim. Yafeh Me'od. Yud. Min ha-Torah noheged mitzvah zo rak be'alef betishrei. Mideoraita rabotai, the mitzvah of shofar is only on the first day of tishrei. Umidivrei chachamim, he noheged gam be'betishrei. Miderabanan, it's noheg also in the second day of tishrei. It comes out that this year, where Rosh Hashanah is going to fall on Shabbat and Sunday, on Shabbat, as we're going to also speak in the Pratim Bezat Hashem, why we don't blow the shofar, although mideoraita, really you're supposed to blow on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even when it's chal on Shabbat. Aval midrabanan, gezerat derabba, shema ya'avirenu arba'amot b'reshut harabim. Maybe you're going to come to carry the shofar in reshut harabim, so we don't blow on Shabbat. We're only going to blow on the second day. Comes out that this year, the mitzvah of shofar, we're only going to do midrabanan. Because midoraita is only the first day, and the first day we're not going to blow. So and by Sukkot, and it's also going to be Sukkot the same way, first day. And ki oto davar kmo Rosh Hashanah, gam ken Sukkot nofel beoto yom. Ken, ken nachon. Nachnu nireh et kol ha'inyanim ha'ele. Yud alef. Ah, hine yud alef. He says chachamim gazru she'en nitkoa b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah shechal b'Shabbat. That's the gzera that we just mentioned, not to blow the shofar on the first day, even though the first day is deoraita. How could chachamim come? Ech yesh koach bidei chachamim la'akol davar min ha'Torah, to come and to uproot something from the Torah? We have a masoret, halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai. Yesh koach b'yad chachamim la'akol davar min ha'Torah b'shev ve'al ta'aseh. Chachamim have the right, when they see it fit, when they see that there is a reason, le'migdar milta, to make a gader, a gezera, to uproot a mitzvat aseh min ha-Torah b'shev ve'al ta'aseh. B'shev ve'al ta'aseh means they tell you, don't do what you're obligated. Never will it be b'kum va'aseh. To tell you to do something actively against the Torah, chachamim don't do that. Aval b'shev ve'al ta'aseh, we do have, just like by the arba minim sukkot, shofar, and some other cases. Yud bet. Nachon? Yafeh, anachnu nireh et zeh b'mikorot, ken? כן, כן, נראה את זה. שעריף היה לו בדים, והוא עשה תקיעת שופר בשני הימים, גם בשבת. חזק וברוך.
גם בשבת?
עריף, כן, עריף עליו השלום. ולא פוסקים כמותו. יס רבי רחמים. ביג זכות, right. Yes, I think they're going to bring that later. You can't go wrong. Birachamim, what you're saying is priceless. Yafeh meod. You're right. And we'll come back to that point. We don't lose by listening to Chachamim. Absolutely. Yud bet, we're almost finished here the page. Mitzvah zo noheged be'anashim velo benashim. This mitzvah is an obligation on men. It's not an obligation on women, although women have accepted upon themselves to make sure to come and to hear or to have someone come and to blow for them the shofar. But basically, essentially, according to the Torah, they are patur. And it's bechol makom uvchol zman. Bechol makom means ben be'eretz Yisrael, ben bechutz la'aretz. Bechol zman means ben bizman shebet ha-mikdash kayam, ben bizman she'en bet ha-mikdash kayam. And we end off on the bottom of the page, mita'ame ha-mitzvah, tkiat ha-shofar, koret lipnei ha-adam lachzor b'tshuva. The basic idea behind the sounds of the shofar is to call upon people to do teshuvah. Ha-shofar machriz ve'omer, uru mishenatchem, akitzu mitarnematchem, zichu et borachem. The shofar is supposed to tell us, wake up from your slumber, arise from your sleep, and remember your Creator. Ve'al tishkechu l'shem ma batem la'olam, and don't forget the purpose of which you came to the world. Lachen alechem l'itbonen b'masechem. Therefore, we have to think into our deeds. Lachzor b'tshuva ul'taken et darkechem. These words are not the exact quote, but it's a paraphrase of the famous words of the Rambam, Hilchot Teshuva Perigimel Halachat Dalet. So this was an overview of the basic 12 basic concepts of the mitzvah of tkiah b'shofar. Be'ezrat Hashem, every day we will go back to break down each and every one of these pratim.